Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay. It's going to be a little fist fight, I feel like. Or maybe we're going to at least disagree. Imagine that here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can let us know your thoughts, Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show and tweet along or leave us a comment. Send us a DM. That's at Joe and Alex Show. So, Alex, you saw something on Facebook, which is your least favorite place to be. You wouldn't be on it if you didn't have to do it for work, you said before.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it. It's always so, just a bunch of people fishing for compliments and stuff, which is exactly what I saw yesterday. But they tried to hide it under the illusion of spreading Christmas cheer and being a good person.
All right, Grinch, tell me what you saw.
Well, this guy I went to high school with posted about how he had stopped at like a light, you know, like an intersection, and saw someone that was homeless asking for money, and he gave them money. He posted about this. And then at the end of wrapping up the story about how he gave this guy money or whatever, said, you know, like, it's Christmas time, it's important to spread Christmas cheer or something like that. And I was just like, are you kidding me? The only reason you posted this was to get a bunch of likes, to feel good about yourself, and just, it's totally self-serving.
But don't we all do that on social media when we put photos up of ourselves, for example?
Yeah, but I'm saying doing charity work.
But what's wrong with that?
I think that looks shady.
What's the harm of somebody if that is even his intention? Let's say you're dead on, you nailed him.
Why else would he share it? Why not just do it?
Because maybe he just felt inspired. I mean, I'll be honest. I drive past the same homeless person or different people that swap out. I do that, I think, every day, and I finally gave a guy a dollar like 2 weeks ago. I feel bad, but he always waves at me, does everything. I don't know, because I feel bad. What if that person really is a legit homeless person and they've got nothing?
Well, sure, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying if it's wrong or right to donate to the needy. I'm saying...
But what's wrong if I put that up there, like, hey, you know what? I just met this guy named Frank or whatever, and I gave him a dollar,
right,
and I feel good. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Because like, it's like, I'm better than you who, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, I gave money to the homeless. That's what it's like. I think it's super pretentious to post that you've done something like that for charity. Now, if you're trying to get other people involved, you're starting a thing like, hey, let's all meet up as many people as possible to meet this guy at whatever intersection and give him a hot meal and all this. That's different. But like just posting that you did it, why? Why do I need to know that?
So were you not a big fan then when everybody did the ice bucket challenge? Because like, hey, I did this. I challenge you now. And it's to raise money. Were you kind of like,
yeah, because they weren't raising money. It was all for likes and follows and
but they
to
did,
get viral
though.
Videos.
That brought like a record-breaking amount of money to ALS research.
Some people did, but I think a lot of people were not doing it, though, for those right reasons.
So what you're saying is, if I had some sort of scheme to do something like this, what I need to do is get a friend and be like, hey, dude, I'm going to give this homeless guy money. Make sure you get a picture
exactly.
of it. Then you put it on social media so it doesn't look like I'm stretching, right?
That's probably
I think when it comes to this YouTube, like people, yeah, like when you're shooting a video and setting it up, it's definitely very self-serving, but I can realize that. I'm not dumb. I'm not blind. You aren't either. But I can appreciate that what if, even though you're getting your jollies off, it does help out. I'm willing to do that because if it helps even one other person or makes, if I did something, Liv's like, you know what? I'm going to do that. Okay. Cool, even if it is self-satisfaction.
So that's what you think. Like, I have like bought people's groceries before.
That's
when I've
very
been in
nice.
Line. So if I, but I didn't post about that. You know what I mean? I don't go on there and say, guess what I did today? I paid for somebody's coffee. I bought their groceries. I did this. But if I did, you wouldn't be like, kind of. Okay, you got a bad taste in your mouth. Like, why does she need to share this with people?
I mean, no, I would definitely think, and it depends if you know the person, though, too. I think part of me would be like, oh, look at Alex trying to get people to think she's such a good person, or not like you're a bad person. But also, though, too, I think that's worth it. Is if you've got somebody else like, hey, you know what? I'm going to buy groceries for somebody. Just if your gesture, self-serving or not, can help out somebody else, I am cool with it at the end of the day.
You know, I had a friend do this 2 years ago, right around this time. He posted it on social media, just like how you saw, Alex, except one of those viral like groups picked up on it, and he got like 2 million likes.
See, and then he got a payday, and then he got news stories out of it. And then, you know what I mean? Then you start getting ads on your videos. It's like all this stuff I feel like everyone is searching on the internet right now for their 5 minutes of fame, and that's what this is really all about.
Do you guys smell that? It smells like jealousy.
Ooh.
I don't think so.
I mean, why would she be jealous? She can literally stop on her way home from work today and give someone money.
Do it. You won't.
And then
yeah, do it. I bet you won't do it. I bet you won't go to somebody's place today and buy groceries. I bet you won't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet you won't take pork chop to the store and buy his groceries.
Yes.
The point of this is not, again, are you a good person or a bad person for doing it? Of course, it's great to do that. But what are the reasons behind you posting that you did it? That's what this is about.
I don't think any less of somebody. I mean, we all know people that are going to do stuff that is for themselves and, like, you know, they just want attention. Sure, we know that. I don't necessarily like that. But if I, at the end of the day, I like that, hopefully it'll inspire somebody. So there we go. That being said, if you would like to buy my food today, Alex, or if you'd like to buy my groceries,
funny,
let me know.